Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibben.Michelle@yahoo.com.
And thanks to Megan Campbell. Megan's a Southern California realtor specializing in Orange County market. She can be reached at facebook.com/Megan Campbell Realtor. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Realtor. Megan Campbell Realtor at facebook.com. You guys, Megan keeps it 100, okay?
We're feeling super vulnerable right now because we just listened to Golda's new album, A Little Luck. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your music. You can also check her out at thatgolda.com. You guys, her walls are down. She's so good. We love her music.
Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, the podcast about The Bachelor in Paradise. I'm Ronnie Caron from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with the gorgeous, talented, and here for me, late at night, not triggering me, Stephanie Wilder-Taylor of For Crying Out Loud and the Sword and Scale Rewind podcasts.
Ronnie, I just want to tell you that due to my emotional intelligence, you are triggering me right now. And I really think that we need to talk about it and work it out.
Well, you know, we can't just talk about it. We have to express our emotions verbally in the proper way for that bitch to get it, okay?
I would like to help you process your emotions, but right now I feel like that's the work that you need to do on your own.
I can't be responsible. Come back to me. Yeah, I can't be responsible for, like, being someone's therapist when I'm in a relationship because I need emotional support, too. I'm like, really? You do? You do, Taylor? You need a lot of emotional support? I would never have guessed. When she said, you know, I'm not doing that anymore because in other relationships, everyone was telling me, shut the fuck up, Taylor. Or be quiet, you stupid bitch. Or whatever, on and on. And I'm like, that is an expression of emotion, hun.
Well, I mean, I don't tolerate that anymore.
So let's move on to Bachelor in Paradise from the beginning. Tonight, okay. Taylor has an emotional verbal diarrhea attack.
So do all of them.
Yes.
They all do. We start with Amanda. And she's like, hey, you guys. Wait, who has the power? The guys?
Yeah, the guys have the power this week. And, like, some people like each other and some people don't. And we could be going home, so the girls are really worried. The battle is intense.
I'm like, no, it's not Game of Thrones, okay? It's The Bachelor in Paradise. The first thing we see is some girl getting flipped in a pool by two guys, okay?
Yeah.
It's not an intense battle.
So then Alexis has to remind us that, like, I'm still here. Okay, like a lot of people, like they don't have the balls to like act like they're still here, but like I have the balls, like I'm like here. Okay.
So yeah, she's basically to, like, just stuff. Like, guys, balls. That's it. That's all she has to say. Balls, 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 yeah. Balls.
Hey, you guys want to play a game where someone has to put something disgusting in their mouth and not cry? Okay, you want to play a game? Raven's like, we're playing a game with Jack Stone called. What dat mouth do?
No.
Do.
Do do.
Do do.
What dat mouth do?
Oh, do do. Oh my God, I'm too lazy to type it out right. Alexis likes to call it, what's going on in your mouth? God.
Yeah. So the first thing they do, because it's like a hacky booze cruise, stupid Bachelor in Paradise, is papaya.
But and they, Jack. No, it was mango, but they all called it papaya. Are they the same thing? No, right?
No.
I'm as dumb, just not as worked out as this cast.
But Jack acts like somebody put glass in his mouth. Do you see, this is where we really find out that Jack has no sense of humor. He's not fun. And he really is like a serial killer.
Well, that's not fun. He's the only one who doesn't have ass, basically, pretty much out of the guys. And this girl's like mocking him and making him eat gross things so everybody can sit there and laugh at him. He can't feel great, ma'am. Miss Mango Jalapeno with hot sauce.
And then a kit, yeah. All right, so nice. Then Then Alexis tries to put a dead crab in his mouth, which honestly sounds kind of good to me.
No.
I mean, it's crab. And he's like, this crab smells like the hot tub, which is gross. Which also makes me wonder how many people with crabs are hot tubbing. But so he's horrified. Then he starts freaking out, honestly, like a crazy person. He's like, she just crossed the line. That's it. She's not getting a rose. She's really done it this time.
Yeah, she kind of did.
And destroy the evidence because crab.
You know, fucking with someone's taste or their enjoyment of food is like the lowest form of shittiness. And I don't like that she did that. She's like, hey, we're just going to get the nerd and we'll shove a dirty crab in his mouth. You can't do that. People are trusting you when you're playing. It's like if you're playing the fall game, you know, where you fall into somebody and they just back away and let you fall. Like, that's a trust game.
That's not true. And isn't it supposed to be? I mean, you're supposed to put something gross in your mouth. I mean, that's the whole point of having a blindfold. It can't all be deliciousness.
A dead crab can kill you. Okay. That's like saying, I'm just going to make him shit. Like this poor guy, I'm going to give him diarrhea for 3 days in a row when he already doesn't have anybody who likes him.
I'm feeling for it.
The bobblehead.
He wasn't going to eat it. He was just going to taste it. He was going to put his tongue on it and then just go, that's disgusting, and not eat it. She wasn't going to like.
But she kept on him. She kept on him. She was like, do it. He's like, I don't think so. I smell a dead crab. Like it smells like a dead fish.
And she's like, do it.
Huh?
How dare you be on Jack's side?
I am, you know, I love the change. Maybe it's the, you know, love in my cigarette, but I like the change in feeling sorry for Jack. I'm like, oh, I get it. They call him serial killer and everyone sees that he has a bobblehead.
Okay, well, let's see. Speaking of murder, Jasmine is trying to choke out Old Man Construction with her mouth in a corner and he seems like he wants to get away.
She literally is choking him, by the way.
Yeah.
She's like kissing him while she's holding her neck. And she's like, yeah. I want a massage. Do you want to give me a massage? And he's like, I'm the one with the rose.
Hey, I'm the one with the rose.
And so she sits on him so she can give him a massage while she strangles him. And he's like, oh my God, this is why they put exit signs everywhere. I hated when they passed that law. Hated it. Didn't get it. I thought, who's dumb enough not to remember where they came in? Now I get it. Exit. He's like, exito.
He's like, who stole my wheelchair? I need to wheel away from here immediately.
It's like, what are there stairs here? This is ridiculous. I don't remember stairs. Did I build these?
I need a ramp. Pronto.
Oh, so, by the way, we didn't mention that Bobblehead Jack is so mad about the dead crab that he's like, I don't know if she's going to get a roast for me. Bobble, bobble, bobble. I'm not kidding. And Alexa's like, you're a good sport, Jack, huh? Give me a high five, you little pussy, huh? Where are your balls? That's why I'm not just saying balls for fun. I'm literally looking for your balls. Like, balls? Anybody got his balls?
He's like, you know what? I want to cut your balls off and put it in someone else's mouth. I want to play that mouth, with your bull.
Oh my God. Yeah. Nothing says like growing a pair of balls, like going to the girls and being like, she is seriously like crossing the line. Like she crossed the line with me, girls. It's like, yep.
So then in comes Kristen. And I want to remind you, Ronnie, because you're so high right now, that Kristen is the virgin, and she's also the one who on Nick's season, remember the girl that hooked up with Nick at a wedding?
No, not her. Oh, yeah,
but the girl that hooked up with Nick at the wedding.
It's Kristen.
Yes, and then she cornered Kristen and was like, told her the whole story and was like, but don't tell anyone. Yeah. And then Kristen went out and she was like, you guys, guess what?
But she didn't tell, remember? She was like, I have something that is so personal and secret, but I'm not going to tell it to you because someone told it to me, not you guys. And she's like, I'm going to have a talk show one day. That's when they had to go to that comedy place and like do the improvised breakups. Oh,
the breakup museum.
I remember talk show, Kristen.
Yeah, I thought she did tell people. No, she told them the whole story.
I think once the girl was already confessing it, then she said... Yeah, but didn't Nick ask?
I believe she just started telling him the whole story. It doesn't really matter, Ronnie, because I'm nicknaming her Tattletale.
Oh, well, she, I liked her first line. She's like, people know me as the virgin from Nick season and is still the same. Would paradise be paradise without a virgin? Jesus loved a virgin. That was his mom. His mom was a virgin.
So she comes in and immediately Jack Bobblehead is into her. But he, this is how he describes her. He's like, Kristen holds herself very well. What is this, 1920? She's a handsome woman.
Yeah, she can hold herself. You're talking about a guy whose neck is hovering above his head, like literally going back and forth. That's an important thing.
So then all the ladies talk to Kristen about the guys, and they're like, okay, girl, you should go for Bobblehead or someone else.
Jasmine specifically. She's like, welcome to paradise. I'm the queen, just so you know, the queen of paradise. Okay, just so you know, we all are glad you're here. We hope you have a really fun time. Pick any man, like Bobblehead. That guy's hot. Like, you know, everyone wants him. Or who was the other guy?
Ben Z.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the dog. Talk about dogs a lot. Yeah. Okay. You know, and if you go for Matt, don't go for Matt, because I love Matt. I love Matt.
It's like, damn. And so then she goes off on an OTF and she's like, yeah, okay, whatever, Kristen, like, boobs are out. Meanwhile, Jasmine's boobs are out. Kristen's boobs are not out.
Also, we got into a plastic surgery shaming thing in this episode, which was weird because they're all reality stars. They've either got plugs, tits, abs, like something's put in them. And they all eat with their fingers too. Like, why are they acting like that's some crazy thing? Those fuckers all eat with their fingers. You know they do. They're like children.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So then Jack comes over to talk to Kristen about who's in a couple, and he tells her that Matt's in a couple too. And while that's happening, Matt comes over to make himself available. Old man construction. He's like, well, hello there. With the limited years left in my life, I'm not trying to tie myself down to one person. I'm not bespoke to anyone here, so I would love to escort you to the Sadie Hawkins Day Dance.
No wall leaning for you, young lady. You have fingerprints. Now, I don't want to sell myself, because I don't like sales now. But I got to tell you, I build things. Houses, carts. Roll yourself around town in with your friends. I can make lots of things. Things with popsicle sticks. Give me some wood and some glue. I dare you.
It's like, oh, geez. And she's like, oh, my God, I love carpenters. Because, you know, like Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awkward. But he's like, please save me. Do you know any self-defense? Yeah. Because she's going to kill me.
Yeah. And he's like, do you know how to find an airway? Because I get choked a lot. And it's really obvious at this point that Tattles is there to cause trouble. The producers have told her what to do, and that they're going to make Jasmine freak out.
I agree with you, but don't you think that she kind of wants to do that anyway? Because on her season, she got the short shift, or what do you call it? Short shrift. Yeah, she got the short shrift. And so maybe this time she's like, I don't even care. This old guy likes me. I mean, that's how Jasmine has been. She's like, I'm not really into this guy. Oh, my God. Now I'm really into this guy.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I think the producers were like, okay, here's the deal. Jasmine's going to get really pissed. So that's who you should ask out. She was like, all right.
But also, old man construction worker really did come up and sell himself. He's like, you see how this is a straw roof? I could make one with shingles. You want to see? I can even make a tin one. It reflects the sun. You don't even feel it inside. And she's like, okay, I'll buy you. Old man who's been nice to me.
So then old man goes to Jasmine and he's like, well, shockingly, Kristen asked me out on a date. And Jasmine's like, oh, really? Great. Like, does she make your dick hard? I mean, what's going on? Like, that stupid bitch. Like, is that what it is? Like,
subtle, Jasmine, subtle.
He's like, does that bother you that I told a lady she didn't have to lean on the wall through the high school dance? Everyone's going to think I'm her father, but I'm proud.
And she's like, yeah, of course I care. Of course I fucking care that you're taking that girl to the fucking prom. I never got a prom. Where's my prom? I want a prom. It's my turn for a prom. Like, she just starts going nuts already on him.
Yeah. Oh, and then she's nuts for half the episode. Yeah. She's just like, she's just so stupid. And then old man's construction's like, well, it would take a lot for me to not give Jasmine a rose, but you never know. Sorry, I know you're going to get angry that there's a helicopter going over my house.
No, I'm not angry. John, okay, John. It's like, yeah, there he goes. There he goes again, that guy.
With his anger issues. Pulling a Jasmine.
I know.
So, okay, so then Jasmine's like, she's obviously getting like goosed up by ABC, by the producers. And she's like, yeah, yeah, you know what? I should go talk to her. Yeah, that bitch. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to talk to her. Hey, ABC, you want some good TV? Well, I'm about to give you some good TV.
And she starts doing this thing where she's like bullying with stupid things. Like I mentioned it before, this whole episode is her coming up with really dumb things to bully somebody about. She's like, well, I hope she takes Jack, but, you know, have fun with him. But nobody wants to order a virgin cocktail. If you want a smoothie, pick her. If you want a wife, pick a smoothie with a shot in it or something. How about that? You know, maybe you could have a shot of alcohol before or after. I don't care. But you're going to want, for your wife, you're going to want someone who's had sex a lot. It's like, you know that wives have sex with their husbands, right? Like, she's a virgin, but she will be fucking him if she marries him. You're so stupid.
Right, right. I love it, too, because she goes in and tattles just brushing her teeth. And Jasmine's like, what the F? You know, like, why would you ask out Old Man Construction when I explicitly explained about my choking a bitch? I told you that. And Kristen's like completely calm. And she goes, well, the old man said that he's the only one that, you know, he's the one who said like he's open for a date. And then he was like kind of open about that he really wanted to go on a date.
Yeah. And she's like, what? What'd he say? What'd he say? What'd he say? Did he talk about roofs? Did he promise you a tin roof? I will kill him. And he really did. He told her, she said, well, I'm sorry, but I hear you're off limits. And he's like, who said that? If I want a private property over my land, I'll put it there my damn self. Put a flag to claim my 40 acres one time. That was a fun one. I happened to get a cul-de-sac. Can you believe it? It's called the luck of the draw. And she's like, okay, I'll go out with you. And Jasmine is looking behind her to make sure the cameras are getting her through the beaded curtain so she can yell at this girl. But she's just yelling stupid things. It's like, you're pure. You're a virgin. It's like, wow. Right. You're really getting her.
She's like, you knew me and Old Man Construction had a thing. And then Kristen Tattle's like, I'm sorry. It was a hard decision. She's like, whatever. Do you. Have fun. You're a slimy snake. All good. Whatever.
The devil was a snake. Do you see the comparison there? I'm like, no, we don't get that at all. Thank you for explaining it.
And then Jasmine in her OTF is like, yeah, like Kristen freaked out because she was so busted. But you know what? I don't care. Like, I'm going to bust her.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kristen
now she's on
totally
just
calm.
A manic loop, to anybody who will listen. She's like, that girl's a bitch. That girl's stupid. She's stupid. How could she do that? Oh, she thinks she can mess with me. I hope he enjoys her. If he likes her, he's not going to like me because that's not the man for me. God, I want him. Why do I like him so much? What are they doing right now? It's like, oh, my God. Stop it. You're hurting yourself.
They quick cut with Kristen going, I mean, I just don't want to hurt her. Like, she's so sweet. I feel bad. And then cut to slimy ass bitch.
Well, now I have to say that as much as I'm mocking Jasmine, I feel like this is the part where someone should have stepped in and been like, we watched a tape from last night and someone's having a manic breakdown. So we're going to have to take care of this girl because she's going nuts.
You're so right.
You know, you could see it in the eyes of all the cast. At first, they were like, ha ha, she said she's stupid. You know, she said she's a slut or whatever. But after a while, when she wouldn't stop, they were like,
oh. They're all afraid of her.
Yeah. And it's, you know, she seems like unstable, like legit. But let's still make fun of her. Yay. So Christine. Oh, yeah. She's like, do you want to go? I'm back in Kristen's scene. I just have like a page of Jasmine going off. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, first they come back and there's a thing where they really start to make fun of her because, Old Man Construction and Tattle go out and have some like fruit on a stick while Jasmine's getting really mad. And then that's when Jasmine's like, she's scallop fingers. Like she's scallop fingers. She's... And then Alexis is like, yeah, you know, one time, I was out with her, whatever, like with her bulls. And she took these scallops and she like put them on her fingers, you know? Then she was like eating the scallops with raw fingers.
And we were in right? a car with her. There's like eight girls in a car. And this girl's like pulling out like uncooked scallops with her fingers and like eating them. And then she like slapped my arm with scallop fingers in a car. Like, who does that in a car? Like, if you're going to slap someone with scallop fingers, you're going to do it in a car with eight girls?
And but then I got Wells, it. Wells does a dramatic retelling of the same story. He's like, yeah, one time I was in a car and I had scallops on my fingers. And then I just, like, ate them off my fingers. Like, who does that?
Because he has funny. A, yeah, he has, like, a little puppet thing now.
I don't know if he did that one with the puppet. That was Sans puppet.
This was his puppet audition. And I just have to say, he's proof that you just should never hang out with a guy with a puppet. You know? Like, to me, oh, God, by the yeah. end, I was like, I'm going to kill him.
I didn't need proof. And then I already knew that.
He went off on her boobs a lot in this, which, you know, I know how hypocritical that sounds of me, but it was gross to me. I think because he was a straight guy and he just kept making fun of her implants through the girl puppet. I didn't like it.
I know. I didn't like it either.
I was like, you're supposed to be nice. You're Wells, okay?
Exactly.
Like when people say how you're doing, you say well. Like you're Wells. That's like a good name. You can't be mean.
No. No. You ever hear about people going back to the well? Well, yeah, exactly. You need to be the guy that people can go back to.
You don't want to be the well the girl falls down. We talked about that in Orange County today. The girl who fell down the well. David, I've fallen down a well. But yeah, he has to be nice. It makes me uncomfortable. And Jasmine's going crazy. And then Kristen, I think Kristen is being a bitch, though. What do you think?
I mean, she's so fake. But I don't think she's being a bitch. I honestly think she's just doing what the producers told her to do for a story.
But she is like going so hard in front of Jasmine, and she had to notice that Jasmine was losing it. Like everybody noticed. The crabs crawled back into the ocean for the first time in one of those interstitial scenes. They were like, bye. Usually it's crabs coming out of the water. These ones were like, she's coming.
I think the producers, this is my honest feeling. I think the producers told Kristen, look, this is the only storyline. This is what's here. Go out there. Because I don't think she was attracted to Matt whatsoever. I think she forced herself to do it for the story because everybody knew it would make Jasmine mad. They all wanted Jasmine triggered. And she did it and then was like, okay, I did it. That's done. Can I do something else?
Well, she seems to be really there for the rose because every guy that talks to her, she does that thing where she like tilts her head down and looks up like, and kind of pouts. It's like, I really like you. I'm like, really? You like old man construction worker and bobblehead? Come on now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I like her. I don't think she actually likes any of them. I just think she's there to be on TV.
Yeah. But I think feel kind of bad for annoying. Jasmine. Because if anyone knows how crazy Jasmine can get, it's a girl from her season, you know? So I was like, you're baiting her now. I went back and forth so many times in this episode.
But I think she plays it way up for the cameras. Why else would you be like, oh, you want some drama, ABC? Okay, I'll bring you the drama that you want and desire. Here I go. Look at me. I think she's playing a part. I think she truly is unbalanced. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And triggered and manic.
Yeah, she's pretending to be like manic and kind of bipolar or whatever, then good job. But I don't think she's that good of an actress. She just seems like completely like rocking back and forth with a, you know, poncho crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's crazy. Tattles and Old Man Construction go shopping. They go on their date. And Kristen comes out in a bikini and Old Man Construction acts like a grandpa. He's like, well, isn't your stomach going to catch a bit of a chill in that suit? Young lady, go warm your stomach immediately.
And everything she could see to eat with her fingers, she ate. I think they were like, hey, there's some French fries over there. Hey, there's a corn on the cob. You know, they were being such dicks. And it kept cutting back to everybody turning the scallop tide. Amanda was like, yeah, that girl, like, I'm not really sure what I think about her, but my first impression of her is, like, she walks right up to me, and she's eating a piece of shrimp with her hands, not even a plate or anything, and then she, like, hugged me. Like, who does that with shrimp without a plate in their fingers? We started laughing so hard, me and the big-faced, gorgeous girl. We just laughed so hard, and Kristen knows. She's like, why are you guys laughing at me? Like,
yeah.
What are you laughing at? Meanwhile, she's like slurping ketchup from the bottle or whatever.
Yeah. But meanwhile, first, Kristen and Old Man Construction are still on their date, and they make out. And then Jasmine's like, I can't wait till they get back. I'm going to make out with them right in front of her. Like, I can't wait. And it's like we're waiting for the fight, the McGregor-Mayweather fight to start.
Well, I don't know if this stuff, yeah. I mean, it's like ding, ding, ding. They even had a ding sound effect at one point. It was like ding.
Yeah. Then it gets dark, and Old Man Construction and Scallop Fingers aren't back yet. And then Jasmine's like, what if she thinks she's getting a rose? Like, I'm going to choke her.
Oh, my God.
They're never going to make it in the real world. Like, they're not going to be a couple in the real world.
Yeah, no. But Jasmine's just, like, latching onto anything, you know, and trying to make it work.
Yeah. But then he comes back.
But why doesn't, you know, he comes back and he's like, well, sorry we were late, everybody. I had to stop and find the perfect paper towels for my little princess. I haven't seen somebody eat like that since the 20s. When we all had to sell our forks. And that was a depressing time. That's why it was called that. And she's just going nuts. So she does what she said she was going to do. And by the way, we have to note, none of her friends were like, you are acting crazy. You need to calm down. Like,
nope.
You're going to have a heart attack. Like, seriously, calm down. You're making an ass of yourself. They just kind of watch her with a smile. They look at her like they're looking at the scallop girl.
Yeah.
You know, like you're both fucking nuts.
But also, the whole thing with Old Man Construction has been weird since the beginning, because they never actually show what's really going on between them. Sometimes he's into her, sometimes he's not. Later, she calls him a flip-flopper, and I have to say I agree with her, because one day he's like, I need to go take a nap. And well, she's you like,
gotta,
what are you talking about?
You got to read the body language, because this is what he's doing. That's what he's conveying with all of his physical movements to me. Just one long, probably raspier, like, sigh.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert, he's going to end up leaving. But this is why I think. I think it's she comes on so strong and she's so crazy that even if he was attracted to a virgin, he wouldn't do anything about it. That's why he leaves, because it's like, what's the point? So this is where Kristen goes to the bar and eats the shrimp.
Yeah, because she's trying to be nice to the popular girls while Jasmine is like off forcing kisses down that guy's throat.
Right.
Awkward. And Kristen goes, she's like, I'm scared. I don't want her to do the chokey on me. Please don't let her do the chokey. And Jasmine's walking around ranting and raving.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then, okay, so then Old Man Construction somehow is in a room talking to Kristen. And Jasmine is like, now she's getting even crazier. It's like there's spooky music playing. She's walking around. She's like, I'm going to go bust in there. I'm going to go bust in there and I'm going to choke them.
You
I'm
know they're
choke
kissing.
A crab.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to choke a tree. I'm choking. Something's getting choked. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to force that bobbleheaded guy to eat a crab. Then I'm going to wait till he poops it out and choke the crab. That's how mad I am. And then right. He's not doing anything. He's like, you bitches are exhausting. Like, has the whole world gone crazy?
And he's like, so what's going on? And she says, well, I'm going to go. I'm going home. Just kidding. I'm not leaving. Old Man Construction's my man. Rheumatoid arthritis or no, he is mine. I'm buying him a Craftmatic adjustable bed, some hard candy, a cane, and a condom. And it's on.
Since he wasn't with talk show Kristen, she's like, maybe he does want me. This shows me that he's really serious about me. And he's like, well, we should have a talk. Now, on the first day, someone turned on a light. Now, that's the first thing you need to think about in your house. Have you considered your light switch plates? Very important. Got to match the electrical outlet plates. And she's like, oh, my God, we're talking right now. We're so talking. You want me. Oh, my God, just run. Just say you're crazy and I'm running.
But he doesn't. He's just going to let this play out. So then Orange Robbie starts whining. Yes, queen. Everything was great until Kristen came along.
Robbie was basically recovering from the entire day he spent trying to get Amazon Primo to bring him over rave sticks. He's sitting there without a shirt. We haven't seen him all day, I don't think. And his hair is like newly trimmed and pasted to his balding spot.
Right.
And he's unpacking rave sticks, rave glow sticks, and breaking them. making a pile. It's like watching old man construction worker build his first house, but in 2017, like the version of him in 2017. It's like, oh, Robbie, so much effort to just make yourself look gayer.
Yep.
Who tries to convince someone he's virile with rave sticks?
I know.
Girl, and they're
like, I'm going to show this to Amanda, see if my penis feels any twingies.
Yeah, girl, I'm going to fill a pool with glow-in-the-dark multicolored rainbow of phallic symbols.
So then Amanda tells us that, like, I think Robbie feels romantic feelings towards me, but I'm not sure I feel it towards him. Then he tries to kiss her, and she's like,
she's basically like, I don't have my car here, but I wish I did so I could see if he would put a brick through my windshield, because right now I'm really not feeling much. It's like, please be about to explode all over me at any second.
That's what I have down here, too. I'm like, she's just waiting for the right. She says, I'm just waiting for the right moment, or for you to beat me, or just in some way be more abusive, so I can feel it.
Or bulge your temple veins while saying shut up in a really loud whisper.
So then Adam and Barbara Streisand lay down to talk about whether their connection is real. And he's like, man, I just get a lot of attention, you know? It's like me and my doll. And, you know, there's Wells and Wells' puppets. But, like, my doll and Wells' puppets have been hanging out. And she's like, okay, I just want to talk about our connection.
Yeah, and she waits, you know, she waits till he's wasted, too. And this isn't considered a crime, but it's not fair to do that to a guy. The guy is wasted, his eyes are bleary, and she's like, I'm going to have a relationship talk with him. And she's like, I just want you to know that I'm here. Like, I'm here for the long haul. I like you. I'm into you. I can see a future with you. How do you feel? And he's like, I don't know about all that, honey.
Yeah, and she's like, really? Well, I'm worth more than that. Like, that's your problem, not mine. Like, oh my God, do you think I'm too available? Is that it? Like, maybe you don't like me because I'm not a challenge? Is that what's going on? Well, no. I'm going to just keep at you.
Yeah. She's like, I didn't want to buy AirPods until they were, like, sold out everywhere for months. Okay? And now I'm wearing them right now. And a really romantic song is playing. And so if you don't want to be with me, don't be with me. Like, you either want me or you don't. And I hate when girls give that power to a man. Like,
yes.
It's just, why does it matter? It's like winning a point. It makes me crazy.
I agree with you, though.
What is she looking for in Adam? Like, what is she seeing that she just wants to marry? It's like, you're boring. You probably have a lot of dockers. Your shirts that convey character are ridiculous. You will be a good husband. Let's do this.
I also love when they're saying, you know what? I mean, that's your problem, not mine. Like, whatever, I'm worth more. Meaning, I'm just going to keep at you and keep at you and keep at you, waiting for you to say, okay, I'm into it. And he could be like, see, I knew I was worth something.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Show that it's his problem, not yours, by walking away.
Yeah. And also, if I'm gonna show like you. It's not, you know, you're not going to die. And it's better. It's more offensive, I feel like, that she's insisting that he like her, even if he doesn't. And she doesn't like him either. It's like forcing someone into something that means nothing so you can get your fucking flower, lady. It is funny on this show watching week to week how they change who has the power, because you really see them flirt so much for that stupid rose that means nothing. You win nothing. Chris Harrison is wearing suits from like the back of the TJ Maxx.
Right. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Sorry. So Jazz still going off, I wrote. That's all. I just started writing Jazz having another fit.
So then I have that Christina and Dean go to talk. And she wonders, like, if she should go talk to D'Lo. Because somehow this is Christina's problem. She's like, do you think I should do... I can't do the accent.
Wasn't she saying should she go talk to D'Lo? Yeah, because Dean... Yes. She keeps trying... This is another one.
I think I should go talk... I can't do the accent. Help me do a Russian.
She's like...
Help me do the Russian accent.
Well, I like it here. Now, I'm trying to do yours and it's wrong. I'd like to go talk to D'Lo. You are here on this bed with me. I like it very much. But I wonder what, you know, like what you're thinking or if you're like into it because it feels like you're maybe like not too into it. And he's like, no, like, you're great. It's just, she's like, oh, do you like that girl D'Lo? Do you like her? D'Lo? Is that what you want? What's the dealio? And he's like, well, yeah, I do, because she's very special too. And, yeah. You know, she's deserving of love too. And I'm just looking for like someone special. And you're special, but she's special too. It's like a bumper sticker. You're special just like everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck off, dude.
And he goes, I just want to get to know her. You know, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm not going to just shy away or not have that opportunity.
And he
shouldn't.
It's like getting mad that someone stands up from the speed dating table. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, you talk to other people and actually get to know people, you dopes.
Yeah, but come on. Come on. He was totally into Christina. Listen, I got to part ways with you on this one. He's a douche. He was so into Christina. He was all about Christina. And then as soon as he realized that was like a real thing, that she was into actually into him, he was like, whoa. I'm going to be somebody who works at a nail salon.
Guys have to work so hard in the real world to get girls to even like them, you know, because especially like young, beautiful model like girls, some of these guys would not be getting attention in the bar, especially if they're whining and having like daddy issues and shit. So when they have the experience of girls actually fighting over them, like that would never even talk to them in a bar, I think they're like, listen, I deserve this. I'm taking this chance.
But he's like a sociopath. He just like kind of tells her that. So she's like, fine, then I'm going to go flirt then. And Dean's like, well, I don't flirt. You made out with D'Lo. That's flirting. Which at this point, my son Xander says to her, you have two choices. Get over him or be like Jasmine and choke him. Which
yes,
I thought was really
exactly,
funny.
Exactly. Choke the shit out of him. Right, yeah, so but then, she's another one who's like, oh, maybe now he's going to express his emotions. He is. He's saying he wants to date around. And Kentucky or whatever it was meant more to you than it did to him. You know that's what he's saying. That's why you're crying every day. So stop it, you know.
No, I know. Snap out of it.
Yeah.
I agree. But now comes one of my favorite scenes of the show. Taylor and Derek. Taylor and her upspeak.
Oh, God.
So like it's hard because we're always together and like in the real world, in real life, there's like that space and then somebody says, I think we both found out how I responded to being annoyed by you.
Yeah.
And she's like,
how simply is that conveying your emotions? That is very plain what he just said.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I got annoyed with you too. And it's natural. And we saw what that was like. I mean, how much clearer can you be?
Yeah. She goes, and you responded by being uncomfortable and unhappy. I worry about the way you coped with my annoyingness was like annoying, like you didn't cope with it, like you abandoned me and like ran away.
The way and you communicated with me, like you didn't communicate it, you just ran away. And like, that's not what I'm looking for in a partner. It's like, I'm sure everybody has run away. That's why she's so calm about saying it.
And he goes, fuck you. She's like, what?
But she's like, I feel very triggered. I think it's because he was saying, fuck you. Like, you're not breaking up with me right now.
Right.
And then she turned it into this, oh my God, when someone says triggered, I can't. And then she said it two times. She's like, what? I feel very triggered. I take communication very seriously, which is why everything's a question, because that's like such life. And I'm always questioning you because you don't know how to take things seriously or communicate your emotions. And he's like, my emotions were I was being sarcastic. Like,
so true life story. First date with my husband. He called me a bitch to be funny. And I was like, I pretended to get really triggered. And I was like, oh, my God, how dare you? That kind of language is really awful, and I don't like it, and don't ever say that again. It's cunt.
Oh, yeah.
And he laughed really hard.
Yeah. That's how you knew you found the perfect one.
Yeah. So the thing is, yeah, how could you possibly have a relationship with somebody who you can't go like, fuck you?
Well, you're going to, whatever, whoever the guy is, she's not looking at what the guy's communicating. It's like how he responds to her craziness, you know? She's like, I need someone to let me be myself, which is fucking crazy, and just to, like, take it, and then I'll be working them through it, but really they're working me through it. Because, like, this one, her very special lesson was learning that sometimes when a guy says, fuck you, it doesn't mean it's abuse, and it can be fixed with a small talk. You know, it's like, okay, no, glad you learned something from it.
I disagree, because I think that she believes she's absolutely right, and that's emotionally abusive to talk to someone that way, but that, you know, by her working through all of the emotions and explaining to him about how that's a horrible thing to do and how it's emotionally abusive. And then he had to apologize like a fucking robot for her to go, okay, you've learned your lesson.
Well, he said the key words. He said the key words. He was like, when I said that to you, I was so upset because I saw how much I hurt you, and the hurt I caused you was so painful when I didn't ever mean to hurt you. And, you know, I take communication very seriously, and I want to emotionally communicate my emotions about communication. She's like, okay. You're yeah, forgiven.
But this is, that happens later. So still right now, she's like so upset. And she goes, the way we communicate is very disengaging and minimizing and makes me small and like puts me in a box of miniature figurines. And I'm emotionally exhausted and I need some time to look at what this looks like going forward.
She is so psycho, and he can't. Now he's like, okay, I've communicated my emotions very clearly to her, so now I'm just going to be quiet.
Right.
She's just like on a monologue rant now.
Oh my God. And she cannot let it go. We go to commercial. She comes back. She's like torturing someone else. She's like, yesterday, like Derek said, fuck you. And that's not cool with me. I would like to feel like emotionally cared for.
Oh my God. And Dominique is like, do you remember how last week everybody acted like I was so fun? And this is the only time you see me this episode. Sitting on this bed, listening to you. I've rebraided my hair during this conversation. Like, she never shuts up.
Nope.
And then they go, fuck you. She's like, really? She's just looking at her like, really? That's why you're mad? Can you believe that? In the past, like in my past relationships, people would say stuff like, shut the fuck up, Taylor. Like, be quiet, you psycho bitch. Like, you know, get off my ass, right. Mom. Like, bye. It's like, that's why. Shut up, you psycho bitch.
So then they cut to Derek telling the guys. And he's just like, yeah, I told her to fuck off. She wasn't impressed. I don't know.
They're like, it's really hot. And we're
done. Then they go back to her and she's like, like once that language and disrespect comes into it, like I shut down. Like my emotional piggy bank is like in a negative now. Like I can't, like my walls are up and I'm shut down.
Like I've been saving up my emotions in my emotional piggy bank and now they're like broken and I like have no emotions left to give. You know what I mean? She's like, no, I don't. Please get out of my room. I'm trying to take a nap so I can be fun, like, later if the camera happens to hit me. Okay?
Oh, so then...
This is the worst couple, I have to say. Everybody hates this couple. That's making making out all the time in front of everybody. Like, they're forcing their love on you, and then they're forcing their drama on you. It's like, get the fuck out of here. I didn't turn you on. Like, I didn't choose this from any kind of menu on my TV. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Everyone, I have an announcement to make. Derek feels like really bad, like, because he understands now how to communicate with me and that's unacceptable. And we've decided that we're going to give it another chance. It's like, oh my God. We're going to have a party and you guys can bring us presents because we're giving another chance party. It's like, oh my God, just stay out of my life.
Then Chris comes in from the, you know, the van. Outside, he doesn't have a trailer anymore. He just has a panel van. He like changes his shirt to one that he wore last week.
He's got a Kleenex stuck to his face.
He smells the pits. of the shirt that he was wearing before, and he's like, it'll do.
He's like, whoa, the tab off of a Coors Light. That is crazy. This must have just stuck on my suit sleeve. Sorry, guys. Well, don't worry. I'm only here for about a minute.
Yeah, so he's like, guys, there's going to be surprises. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Next time you see me, be ready to be surprised.
If the watermelon with cake icing on it wasn't enough of a surprise, we are really going to outdo each other this time. And Derek goes, this is before they make up. Derek goes, this might literally actually be the most dramatic rose ceremony ever. It's like, no, nothing will top you sobbing in a limo.
So then Adam and Raven have a talk about, and Adam's like, so, yeah, like, you know, we've kind of been tiptoeing around our relationship, but I want to have my feet on the ground, you know, and get a foundation. And then he says to the camera, he's like, yeah, Raven's like more of a challenge. I really like her.
Raven's like, I love foundation. Look how much I'm wearing. I love it. I believe in it. That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. And he's like, oh my God, we have so much in common, foundation. But then, you know, does he talk to the other girl again?
Big Mouth? Yeah, Big Mouth goes after him. And she's like, because she hasn't been quite desperate enough.
Ooh, so and it's so like, Robbie's idea, too. He's like, girl, you about to miss the bus. You better swallow your pride and run down the street after that motherfucker. Catch him, bang on the door like, until it opens. And when everybody gives you a dirty look, just hide your face and sit down, baby. Robbie, he's like, girl, you're on TV. You could be an influencer if you play this shit right now. Go. He literally tells her like it's a debate competition or a performance of some kind. He's like, it's better to be the one who's seen like right before he has to choose. It's like, be the last number, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes, she's like, really? Really? Okay. I will. She's like, I want to put my cards on the table. I'm the real deal. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Let's do this.
I don't play checkers. I play chess. So it's like, yes, yes, girl. That's a great 11 o'clock number. Give the diva her stage.
It's like, okay, Robbie. So she goes over and she's like, we're going to get married. Like, I'm totally into this. I don't know about you, but God, I woke up this morning and I was like, where is he? I wanted to feel the chill of the wedding ring on my back as you rubbed me softly to wake up. It's like, oh my God, you fucking crazy bitch.
And Adam goes, I love how you communicate so clearly. Yeah, that's what she does.
Oh,
so
my
then,
God.
We go to Diggy, the Diggy Dom and Lacey. Triangle.
Oh no, Lacey
goes to talk to Diggy, and somebody's like, "How was your day?" And they're like, "Hard."
Lacey
and then
goes
right
there.
Into
she,
it.
Yeah, she goes in there, and she's like, "I had a great date with Iggy, and this is my last chance for a rose. You know, I'm gonna talk to him because I really think we could have." Like, she's so positive in a way, even though it's a last ditch effort. And then she goes to him and tells him off.
Yeah, she's like, "I just want to say that after our date, you were back for 1 hour, and then you went on a date with Dominic."
Yeah, I mean, it was like 60 minutes, okay? Yeah. 60 minutes. He's like, I would have fucked Barbara Walters before your crazy ass, okay?
She's like, all you had to do, okay, one thing. You could have come to me and said, hey, I want to go on a date with Dominic. And he goes, well, I didn't think I needed to. And she's like, okay, you see? That's a problem.
We watched Jorge jerk off on the rock his parents conceived him on. Like, the least, I mean, 60 minutes, the least you could have done. And so she tells him off, and Diggy is just sweating buckets. I mean, he looks like he's just going to faint, which I get because I'm a sweater. But he's like, I literally had a difficult day because I'm about to sweat to death. And you're nagging. Who are you? Like, who are you, lady? And she's just going nuts on him. And then he lets her down kind of easy. He's like, look, I wore my clear glasses for you. And that's the most respect I could have shown.
She goes, well, listen, okay, someone who models frames for Warby Parker should be a better person with better morals. This isn't going to work for me.
And he's lens, like, cool. Lens shafters, the way you shafted me, glasses. Everyone on those posters is always smiling. How could you do this to me?
And he goes, yeah, cool. You know, cool. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be giving my rose to Dominic. So Dominique, whatever her name is. And Lacey's like, what?
Okay. He's like, but thank you for yelling at me while I was sweating. That was fun. Like, geez.
Okay. So then we go to a commercial.
No, but I have to say, Lacey walked away from this situation, and she goes, first of all, she goes, the lack of respect is not good. I haven't been around running around chasing anyone else. Just you. Just you. That's all I've concentrated on is you. I'm like, that is a lie. You have chased everybody here and forced them into a conversation. When you had a date card, you were like, look, are you going to be my boyfriend or not? Like,
yeah,
you chased everybody. And then she yells at him. And when he gives away the rose to someone else or says he's going to, she goes, what more can I do? Like, I can't believe like that didn't work. Jesus.
I gave you all the mean yelling that I had in me. I mean, what? I can't. I'm done.
Doesn't that show him I'm not desperate for him and I'm really difficult? It's like, oh my God, there's so much mental health to be worked on.
In this whole show, all of them.
Yeah.
So then we go to a commercial. We come back and Dean is trying to explain to Christina exactly how amazing D'Lo is. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's just, you know, it's just hard to move away from someone who's just like so amazing. And like, she really should be here. And then he goes, oh, you don't like that, do you?
And she's like, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he says, she goes, how are you? And he's like doing that thing with his arm behind his neck. Like he's staring up at something, thinking deeply. Mm-hmm. And he's like, good, how are you? She's like, good. Well, kind of. Like when people say good, when I ask that question, is I clean up their root canal blood. Yeah, I'm good. You know, don't cry for me. Dentist. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but you're fascinating. I'm just sitting here thinking deeply. You're a fascinating woman, but D'Lo, now there's a woman you need to be around. And you're great too, you know, dental assistant, etc. But D'Lo has nails. D'Lo helps women choose between gel or like press-ons. Oh my God, Dean, it's not this deep.
The Dean goes, you know, me making you sad makes me sad because I hate how my emotions cause your emotions to feel. Like I'm the type of person who likes to put your emotions way before my emotions. And she's like, that is the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. Besides when my mom said, do you want a bite of my lipstick?
The one time I didn't get yelled at. But she was being serious. She was really happy. I thought she was being sarcastic and was going to like stab him.
Nope.
She was like, oh, this is all I needed. Now I know we are on a journey. It's like, oh my God, Christina. The last sentence he said to her, he's like, you know, she's sweet, but you're the most fascinating person here. I find you just so fascinating, like space, you know? Space. I can watch any space movie. It's like, I can't fuck space. You know, you have to always think the next sentence with this guy because he's actually letting her down easy because then he goes off and makes out with gel nails.
Well, but first he says to her the very last thing he says is he goes, I care more about your emotions than D'Lo's emotions.
No, he said, I care more about your emotions than my own emotions.
Then he says that before. And then she's like, that's the sweetest thing. And he goes, you're one of the most fascinating people. He goes, basically he says, I care more about you than Danielle. That's when she's like, oh, good. I'm going to get the rose.
Well, he words it by saying, you're the most fascinating person here. More fascinating than any other girl here. I'm like, well, what's fascinating? Do you want to fuck fascinating? Do you want to marry fascinating? And I thought Christina would go after him, but she's not. She's like, oh, all is well.
Yeah. Then he goes straight to D'Lo and he's like, I never expected you to be as interesting as you are. I mean, one day you come out with gels and the next day press-ons. Like, what are you going to do next? It's like, do you want to go for more of a plum color or more of a pink? Like, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do.
And it's like he's Elaine Boozler because she's just like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Everything he says. And he tells her, you have so many impressive qualities. Like, what are you reviewing? Like rental cars?
Yeah.
Who talks like this? Yeah.
He's like, I'm very infatuated with who you are.
Yeah. Like, I love your power windows, you know? Does it cost more to get you in pleather?
Yeah. Do you have a seat warmer? Because I really like a seat warmer. I mean, Christina and I have had more time to build on our relationship, and I know for sure she has a seat warmer. Like, I don't have to check the manual. Like, I've been around her. I know I pushed a couple buttons and one was a seat warmer. So I don't know. Like, that's just confusing to me because I don't know what will happen with you. And she's like, I have a seat warmer. And then he goes, well, help me decide. I can't figure it out. Which of you guys should I choose?
Well, so I like that he at least said, I like that she said, man up and make a decision. And he, and he's like, okay, I'm going to kiss you. But when I kissed Christina, I used my teeth to kind of work at her lip a little bit to be, you know, sexy. But with you, I'm just going to give you a closed mouth kiss. Okay, and another one. Okay, now I'm more into it. Now I'm going to hold your face. I was like, oh my God, this guy.
Yeah.
He probably terrible. He probably fills out every circle in the voting booth.
I'm so over him. I'm done. I'm done with Dean.
If that guy ever gets money, he's going to always go to a restaurant and order every appetizer like it's on Shaws of Sunset. He's going to be like, I'll take it all.
And you know I used to like him with the whole Mung Bean's dad thing.
Me too.
He had me.
I still like him. I just think he's like, look, there's a bunch of hot girls after me. Do you honestly think I'm not going to make out with every girl who likes me here? You're all hot.
Yeah, but he's being a dick. Then he should make out with more of them. He shouldn't play one against the other. He's hurting. Christina she doesn't deserve that. And I mean it. She's had a shitty childhood.
Yeah, like, but at the same time, they're like on a kind of a game show. I mean, Jasmine even says that a bunch of times during the show. She's like, well, you're not going to win like that. They're all the guys know that they're being used too. You know, they're going to have to do the same desperate shit next week. So, you know, I think if you feel used, you can use people. I've learned that from books, people, fictional books.
Well, all I know is there's going to be a lot more of Wells doing puppet shows. So, you know, there's someone to root for.
I'm wondering if they're getting rid of Jasmine because they're really trying to bring this new puppet character in. And I hate the bitch. I hate her. I don't like her at all.
So then Orange Robbie is trying to woo Amanda some more. And she's so clearly not into it to the point that Christina even points it out. She's like, you know, if Amanda was interested in him, all the pathetic things he would do and does would be attractive to her.
Yeah. She's like, Amanda is looking at him the way he looked at Mung Bean.
But then he's so forceful. He just goes in to make out with her. And you could see that she's like a hooker. She's just like, I've just got to swallow back my bile and just make out with him.
Yeah. Like if I get really good at a blowjob, I can be done and out of here, fully paid in 5 minutes.
Yep.
It's an hour minimum, buddy. But she's also just trying to be nice to her gay friend because he really does want to win this thing. And he's like, he's like, Robbie is really into you. You know that because he's speaking about himself like he's in a romance novel. And she's like, you're hot. He's like, yes, thank you. I worked all day stippling this beard on to impress you. And she's like, no, literally, like, you're hot. It's hurting. Okay. Why does every guy who likes me sweat like this? Like you're like an oven. I could cook a pizza.
But then he does this thing, which is the grossest. I can't even explain how much I hate this. Like they're kissing for a minute, and then he looks at her, and he kind of looks at her face, and he goes, "There she is."
Ew. Gross.
Ew.
And she's trying to let him down so easy. She's like, "You're so nice. You've done everything right."
Like, it's the hey special lady. That's
can I
the
try
thing.
One more time to please my is. Special lady? And then he keeps trying
there
it in different poses. And he does end up with his hands on her face. He's like, give me that face and let me just look into the deep eyes of Amanda. Shut up, Robbie. Ain't nobody falling for this.
And then Amanda is to camera is like, my kiss with Robbie was good.
Ugh. It was better than the back of my elbow.
It's like, no, right. Poor Robbie. She's like, poor guy.
Yeah.
He's like, did you like my lip smackers? I spent all day picking that watermelon flavor out for you, Amanda.
She's like, thanks, that was sweet. So, anybody want to call me a bitch and slash my tires?
Yeah, she should be with Derek. And he could go, fuck you. And she could be like, move in. So then Taylor and Derek, it's time. She's like, I really need to talk to you about something. Like last night when I talked to you and you said, fuck you, but you were so emotionally reactive. Like, I'm totally cool with helping and assisting when need be, but it's not my job to be your therapist. You need to work through your emotions.
Like a, like an emotional veterinarian, like, I don't feel comfortable, like, treating my own horse. Like, I take it to somebody else. So if that's what you need, get your sugar cubes from, like, another doctor. Because, like, I need to be emotionally supported, too. I'm like, what more do you fucking need? Like, you couldn't be more emotionally supported right now if you walked in with crutches frozen into shape with tears, okay?
But then Derek is trying to be a little, like, not funny, but a, give a little levity. And he goes, well, you'd be a bad therapist anyway, because, you know. Then he realizes right away that he shouldn't say that. And he's like, you know, because you're emotionally invested.
Yeah.
She's like, no, really? Because most of the time, as an emotionally intelligent therapist, I'm able to separate myself from my emotions to help people process their own emotions.
Oh, my God.
And Derek goes, I don't want you to separate yourself from your emotions. And she goes, I don't want to, but it's hard when the other person can't emotionally process their own emotions or thoughts.
Oh my gosh, she just won't shut the fuck up. It makes and did you notice that she made him hold eye contact the entire time?
Yes.
And she just kept going. And she's like, I cannot spell your name on my chalkboard because it'll depress me every time I see it on my office door. And he's like, I don't want you ever to have my name on your chalkboard. I want to help you erase that chalkboard and keep a thriving emotional contact with me every time. She's like, okay. Like, it happens. Like, some things aren't handled well, but then people learn from learning experiences, even though they didn't get to vocalize it properly. I'm like, oh my God.
He goes, I'm sorry for not emotionally processing my feelings in the appropriate way. And she goes, and boundaries. He's like, yeah, and boundaries. She's like, okay, yeah, boundaries. I don't want you to forget boundaries. He's like, I didn't mean to hurt you, and I just want you to know that I want to be in the Taylor business. Okay, I want to be on Team Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor's team. Hashtag Taylor's team.
I'm writing it on something that's not erasable, okay?
So she goes, so I'm like, when you apologize for like 30 minutes, like so sincere and use all my buzzwords, like that's the side of Derek that I like and that I feel like you're being
emotionally
vulnerable.
Yeah, the one that takes your
vulnerable shit.
Yeah, the side that you like is the one that takes his shit. It's so crazy. And you know what? On the other hand, we see it so much in real life where this happens. Like guys watch Pornhub and like hire hookers to get whipped. Why not get whipped emotionally all day? I can see the fun in that.
Totally.
So you two go for it. Just please stop doing it at the table. You know, why can't that girl touch scallops with her fingers, but you guys can like sit there and slurp all over each other during dinner? Just stop it.
Right. Okay?
So Matt and, oh, I can't believe I called him Matt. I think that's the first time I've ever written that down.
Old man construction.
Yeah. She's like, I just got here and like, it's been, like, so amazing because, like, 24 hours a day. I don't even know what she was saying. And he's like, now, listen, I told Jasmine, I want to talk to the new girl. It's not easy being the first girl at the dance with a corsage her mama bought her. Got dropped off by her aunt because her parents even had a date that night. You know, can hurt a girl's feelings. I've seen it happen many times. And she's like, I know, that was unfair to you, the way that she was, like, going crazy. Like, she went into that villa without even ringing the doorbell. And he's like, I don't like hurting people. It's like someone saying, I want an open design kitchen. And me saying, okay. And then taking out a load-bearing wall and killing the family. Because I didn't want them to be disappointed they couldn't get that bigger island that looked out over the TV room. She's like, are you doing that nice thing where you're like dumping me while like making me feel comfortable in a dream of like a property brother's estate? He's like,
well, this girl, she's got energy. Comes from the sun. It's called solar. It's trying to ruin my life.
So, he's trying to let her down easy, but she's not easy.
Right. But then he goes and has a conversation with Jasmine. And honestly, they need to go re-edit this because I just did not understand what was happening. He's like, well, there's something here. with you, Jasmine, that makes me want to stay here, but there's also something that stops me from falling for you.
Back in the day, we had to make do with baseball bats. Now we have stun guns. I don't like the future, and I don't love electricity. But I'll tell you this much. I could use some of the present right now in my pocket.
And he's like, I just need to go home. I need to step away. I've made my peace with it. Girl, you can't change my mind.
I've missed 2 weeks in a row of Everybody Loves Raymond reruns.
And she's like, yeah, I knew it because you're so flip-floppy, you know? And he's like, well, if it was a different time, if I was a younger man. What was happening? Was he just like, I'm out?
He was like, look, you're crazy, which I could take, but that girl's also crazy. And at this point, I'm just a whipping post, old dude. I've taken enough shit in my life. Goodbye. Home is better. I'm not sleeping outside. I'm not having to shove my face full of shit, to look younger or whatever. I'm not having to try and spray my baldness. I'm going home and getting my goddamn underwear and watching some TV. That's what it's like when you're ready for a relationship, a real one.
And then Kristen starts crying. She's like, well, then I'm going home too. Oh, she's getting all the sympathy. I tried to be nice and accommodating, and it always happens to me. I get screwed for it. I get screwed for being a nice person.
Yeah, so nice, Kristen. So she starts crying, and Taylor's like, well, I'll listen to her because she's expressing herself emotionally. I'm like, oh my God. Well, it's definitely instant karma that she has to listen to it. But then she's not very helpful. She's like, well, the reason you feel alone is because, like, you don't know anybody because you spent the whole time, like, trying to, like, steal their boyfriends or whatever. And so, like, they got mad and you should probably not do that. She's like, yeah. It's like, thanks, Taylor.
And then Wells lets us know that serial killer Jack Stone is the only eligible bachelor still here. So Jasmine,
I think he has another scene about Kristen crying and then making fun of her implant some more and then calling her scallop fingers. That's really nice, guys. Like, I know I'm a lot older than these people, but coming from a verbal bully, like, come on. That's
exactly. So Jasmine goes and sits with Jack, and it was a pretty funny scene. She's like, she's just off the fucking deep end. And she's like, I was like, Jack, you know what? I was looking at you and I was like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's kind of cute. I mean, is he? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
And Jack's not even going through the motions with any enthusiasm. He's like, well, I'm sorry that happened, but you seem like a really great girl, you know?
Yeah.
And I just look at you and I think that girl's great. It's like, Droopy the dog, you know?
And then like, Kristen.
Elevator's here.
Kristen sits with Jack and she's like, I have to say that being a virgin's just been a smart move for me. Like, it's been a good play, like good chess move. Like, you know, like everyone's a total sociopath except for you.
So now there's time for the surprise, everybody. The big, huge surprise that Chris is bringing back from the van he's sleeping in outside. And that is someone else is here.
And it's Daniel from Canada.
Yeah, they're like, okay, who would do this on 5 minutes' notice? Just bring his old Speedo. Oh, there he is. So that's pretty much it.
So the show continues tomorrow with Corinne, but we're going to record it on Thursday.
Yes.
Your part two.
Yes. So we will be back then. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our show. We love you guys.
Bye.